Welcome back to the second hour of Gesundheit with Jacobus. Here again is your host, Jacobus Holloway.
Yes, that's correct. The second hour is up. We're almost halfway. Can't believe it. In a half hour, we can say we're making the turn back right now. Welcome to the program. I just appreciate you tuning in today. Bird Golding Jr. is my guest this morning. He is he's a clinical nutritionist and managing director of the company Positive Nutrition Institute, involved in the natural food and supplement community since 1980. He's currently studying for his Doctor of Naturopathy degree, which he hopes to finish at some point this summer. It's amazing, Bert. Good morning to you, by the way.
Good morning.
It's more amazing that you are you have that drive with everything else going on in your life to go through this study, because that's quite an intense study.
Yes, it is. But it's just fascinating. It's amazing. I get exposed to the thoughts and the writings and the research of some of the most amazing scientists in the last century.
Yes. So. That's a good point. Now, you did find the word you were looking for.
Yes. I don't know why it's such a hard thing for me to remember this word, but dementia is more properly known as polysubstance delirium.
Yes.
So the polysubstance, meaning that there are different substances or drugs, and especially in human anesthesia drugs, that if it accumulates in the body, it causes the delirium. And delirium itself is defined as an acute mental disturbance characterized by confused thinking and disrupted attention, usually accompanied by disordered speech and hallucinations. I had a good friend that went into a dementia care facility after having more than three surgeries within 10 years,
yeah.
And it accumulated, and the onset of what they call dementia happened pretty quickly overnight, literally
wow.
Overnight. During
just
the middle of the night, he was out running around, and so they put him in a care facility, and he was having pretty regular hallucinations. He was talking about how his encounters with spacemen from Mars, and that the previous night he had gone on a tour around the galaxy and things like that. And yet, I think that's why they call it a delirium. But that's
yes.
That's back to that caller's question about dementia and Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And silica is absolutely critical. If you look at any of the pictures online between what a normal brain, comparison of a normal brain and a brain of someone who has Alzheimer's disease, there are just big gaps. I would almost call Alzheimer's emphysema of the brain.
How interesting.
Because emphysema is all this missing lung tissue. It looks like Swiss cheese in the lungs. And for that to rebuild, you have to have proper pH balance for a long period of time and enough good nutrients to rebuild the lung cells and the lung tissue. And that's what, at least visually to a non-doctor, that's what it looks like to me.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Wow. I got to tell you, folks, Bert Golding, my guest this morning, positivepowernutrition.com is the website. I want to let you know that the number in the studio is 406-522-TALK, 522-8255. The text line, 406-266-7617. And I want to let you know that we have a text. There is somebody who has a text for you. It says, "Good morning. I just heard Dr. Golding talk about a prolapsed uterus. I have that condition, so I am very interested in reversing that condition, if possible. Is it possible? And then as a follow-up, where do I obtain an excellent source of what I need?" So are you able to answer that question for this person?
Yes, I have seen it a very, very severe prolapsed uterus. I won't go into descriptions, but I have seen a person that was able to completely recover from age. She was in her 50s, and the prolapsed uterus was severe after probably 11 or 12 pregnancies. And, person usually thinks, "Oh, I'll just go and have the surgery and I'll make everything wonderful." But I was able to help work with that person and there was a way to completely reverse it, I would say anything that's worth doing as far as helping your body naturally get better is, you know, we were talking about this on the break, Jacobus, that it's going to take a good 6 months or longer of putting in the hard work. It's not just, oh, take this pill or put these drops in your water and everything is wonderful in a week. It's going to take 6 or 7 months of hard work. We were talking about that with a loved one who has Alzheimer's.
Yes.
You've got to have daily helping the person for 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
And a lot of the benefit you're going to see will happen in the last week. So with this woman with the prolapsed uterus, she was able to finally get the uterus in such great condition. It was like the uterus of a 25-year-old woman again.
Really?
So there is a way to do it, but it involves, in this case, over an hour of work per day, and you need to work with a specialist who knows how to do it. So with almost anything that a person asks, is it possible to reverse? It is, but when I talk to people about how much work it's going to take, you'd be surprised how many that says, oh, never mind.
I
mean, it's like they want it to get better. I'm not saying everyone's this way, but they want to get better, but when they're told that it's going to involve, you know, this hour and a half a day every day for 6 or 7 months, they just decline and say, I guess I'm okay. I don't need to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, if you know that somebody had success in about 6-7 months, it may actually be an motivator to say, you know what, if that is what it takes, then I can do that.
Yes, and it really is. It has to do with balancing the hormones. So we're talking about using some traditional Chinese herbs, strengthening things like silica. You need to get that back in there because that's why we originally talked about it, is that you have to have the support, not just, and here's what's interesting. If a woman says, well, for the prolapsed uterus, I'm just going to have a hysterectomy, and that way I just, you know, get rid of the problem by cutting it out and throwing it away, you know.
Yeah.
That's not, because the same problem that causes that will cause a prolapsed bladder. And you can't take out the bladder? I mean,
no.
I would hope not. So, I mean, you've got to deal with the underlying cause rather than just saying, you know, it's like a person that says, oh, my gallbladder's giving me problems, so I'll just cut it out and then my life will be wonderful.
I know,
that's
you're
not,
right.
That's not the way it works.
No.
You know,
no.
I mean, your body needs a gallbladder so much that in Chinese medicine and in Korean medicine, it's one of the 12 energy organs that creates energy to run the entire body. One of those 12 is the gallbladder. And yet here in Western medicine, we think it's just disposable.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you're taking out, you know, you've got maybe 12 batteries that runs your body, and you're going to say, well, I can get by in 11 batteries. You take that out.
Yeah, you're going to have some hiccups here on the
earth. Yeah. So where's the next one? I mean, same thing. A person can survive without a spleen, but that's another one of those absolutely essential electrical batteries that runs the body.
Yeah, for the immune system.
Yeah. So when you start removing those, you've got less energy and less energy to do the normal functions.
Right,
so for the person that texts, if they are interested in that, then I would say Monday through Friday they can call our phone number, which is the 866-722-3733, and just let the science team here know that they're calling about prolapsed uterus and get you more information. I mean, there's a lot we could go into now, but it's...
Well, she is saying, now where do I find the protocol to fix it? I am willing to do the hard work. So that is exciting.
Good. I thought she was. That's
yeah.
What I'm saying. Is that, you know, when a person actually approaches and asks about it, there's a good chance that they're willing to put in the work.
So we'll tell the text person again, the telephone number to call Bert during the week. He can probably work with you, explain to you the whole protocol, which we don't want to spend time on the whole show right now. It's 866-722-3733. 866-722-3733. And you can go to positivepowernutrition.com and you see that number over there as well. It's a toll-free number. And then you can get some help that you need. So, well, that's good stuff, Bert. I know there are possibilities and there is hope, and the body can repair itself. Sometimes we get hit by an accident and it totally discombobulates our body and our mind. and it may be a long road back. And somehow people are saying, okay, I'm willing to put in the work because this came on so quickly. I was not expecting this, and I got to get right back on track. But many people who have seen slow deterioration of tissue have a harder time putting in the work because it has gone so gradually. They don't have that shock effect that woke them up and said, okay, I got to do the work. So it's I see your point, and these are indeed important elements to think about. Now, I want to let people know that Bert's company, Power Nutrition, is a positive power nutrition. I'm so sorry. There is a product that's called Super Silica. Now, I want to please, we have to talk about this. We're not trying to sell the product. That's not what it is about. We want to explain to you why this product is, number one, very important for the body. Number two, why it is different, superior to other silicas that are out there. And to me, it makes a lot of sense. If Bert, if you can explain that to us, because I want to let our listeners know, sometimes I hear people after the show and said, well, it was just some kind of a paid advertising. trust me, we do not exchange money. I don't spend any money on Bert being on the show, and he doesn't buy me either. I just think if information is important to share, I want to share it. Now, if it comes in a product, I think many people say, fine, okay, great. I have something I can hold in my hand and use and see how it starts affecting me. With everything, there are protocols, and Bert can explain that to us. But we are not, if this product is so important, if Bert is done explaining, you know exactly why it is so important. But Bert, explain to us, please, what is this product called Super Silica, and why is it different than silica, other silicas on the market?
Well, it's more absorbable, and so it enters the cells of the human body and stays there. So it's like when we were talking earlier about the diatomaceous earth. First of all, the particle has to be small enough. Now, there are, and it needs to be in a liquid form. So if you're having silica in capsules, like the silica powder from horsetail or bamboo, whatever, that comes in capsules, very little of that is absorbable. And now, in the United States, it's hard to even get liability insurance for a supplement company if they have a horsetail-based silica. Because if you take too much of the horsetail, I mean, if you really overdo it, take huge quantities, more than what's on the label, it can lead to something called horsetail syndrome. So what you want to do is
you grow a tail.
I don't know exactly what it is. I mean, we've never done silica from horsetail, but the particles and the super silica is, it comes from a very fine, clean sand from an ancient seabed, which goes into a digestive enzymes, which help break down the silica, and it's the same kind of silica that the plants would get and bring up into the roots, into the plants. And normally we would only say, no, don't get your minerals from the soil or from the ground, only get it from plants. But in this case, there's really no plants where you can get enough of it in a short amount of time. Now, you can get it in your foods. We talked about the raw cabbage coleslaw, the brown rice, potatoes and yams and Brazil nuts and all these things, you can get it. But in that case, you'd have to be getting it over a period of decades.
Yeah, but it also comes in liquid. It comes also in liquid. It comes in beer.
Yes, that's right.
Actually, yeah. Pretty good out there. It's it says over here in 1 liter beer, 19.2 milligrams. So that is also why some studies have shown that men have higher concentrations of silica in their urine and blood due to the higher consumption of beer.
Yes, but Jacobus, it's only in the urine and blood. It doesn't make it into the cells.
I mean,
what's interesting, if it actually
goes
through the...
You're such a spoiler. You're spoiling the fun. Who cares?
Who cares? Well, it's interesting because with the super silica, it's liquid drops. And it's been around since 1958, so It's in liquid drops you put in your drinking water, and not only are the drops so small that that they can go right through the cell membrane, but they have a it has a slight positive electrical charge, so it's drawn into the cells. So what people need to know about silica as a nutrient for the human body is that calcium will not go back into the bone to rebuild normal healthy bone density without the presence of silica.
Huh.
So if you've been trying to get the bones rebuilt and you've been doing every possible thing, even with vitamin D and
K2,
boron and,
K2.
And all these other things, if you don't have the silica, the calcium will not stay in the bone tissue.
I see.
So
That's an interesting thing. When we talk, you know, one thing that I'm thinking about here as far as absorption is concerned, you talk about the different layers in which silica is affecting the body. And you say the first system affected, maybe you can explain what you mean with deficiency levels, because it may explain why people, when they take horsetail silica or bamboo silica, that they do see an effect on their hair. Their hair and nails may grow. But
yes,
there is a reason why it does, because that naturally contains larger molecules. But there are silica elements all in our body, all over the body, and many of them can only be nourished by the micronutrients that you find in super silica. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Yeah. And you know, in doing this interview, Jacobus, I have to kind of wear two different hats. Is that, yeah, I work with a company that makes dietary supplements, but can't talk about really any of the benefits or make any claims. That's why when you go to the website, there's so little on there right now. But when I do education, I'm there as the managing director of the Positive Nutrition Institute, and we're able to talk about the science behind it. So there are 11 levels of silica deficiency that happen in a particular order, and I've seen this working with doctors' patients. Since I'm not a doctor, I would work with the doctor as well as their patient and with nutritional clients.
Yeah.
And if you have all of the silica you need, you would say, well, I'm not deficient at all. So that's called level zero.
Okay.
As you're deficient a little bit, it would be minus one.
Okay.
So it's like digging a hole. You're just a little bit down. Mm. You're deficient, and it's easy to fill in. If all you have is damaged hair, skin, and nails, and you fill that in, it takes about a month or two, and you're going, wow, my nails look great, and everything's wonderful. But if you're not filling that in with more silica, and you're not getting that in your diet, and you're not getting it into your body, then you go to minus two.
Okay.
And each level is deeper. It's like digging a really big hole that would have to be filled up with silica.
Hmm.
So at minus two, you are having wrinkles and sagging skin. That's where the skin is not even properly attached or holding onto the muscle. At minus three, you've got sensitive teeth.
I see.
Because it requires silica and the enamel of the tooth. And if not, the enamel's so thin and you're more sensitive to hot and cold.
I see. Huh.
You know, you've got bone density situations.
Huh.
At minus four, you're getting into bursitis and all kinds of muscle use of the silica.
Yes.
Where it's necessary. Minus five is really the dividing line between a really good electrically charged ionic silica, liquid silica product, and all of the other brands, which are very good. There's a lot of great brands out there, but they don't have the absorption to be able to help with minus five and deeper. So at minus five, what do you have there on the chart?
It said it affects veins. And the symptoms, the deficiency signs are weak veins. The proper flexibility for the veins is essential for them to keep their shape, structure, and function. To maintain the vein's ability to keep the blood flowing from the extremities requires adequate levels of silica, the body's natural provider of resilience.
And so you'll start to see spider veins or even varicose veins. I know for a long time, and in some parts of the country, that's all they talk about. You drive down the interstate, and there's the billboard saying, oh, you know, get rid of those ugly veins, like you're just going to go and have them removed and somehow that will fix the problem.
Right.
But when you have varicose veins, that means that you're so low in collagen, which means you're so low in silica, that the little valves and flaps that are in the veins that keeps the blood moving one direction back up from the legs towards the lungs and heart, the valves are no longer fully formed, and so they leak. And so with gravity, the blood is moving towards the heart, and the little valves will close and hold it there. It's like going up a building in an elevator one floor at a time, you know, and the elevator opens at each floor. Is that when we breathe, because of the diaphragm muscle and the air, the suction, it's actually pulling the blood up through these little one-way trap doors made of collagen through the veins. And when those start to leak, then we have the pooling that we call as varicose veins. And one of the more serious things is that if you have varicose veins, it's a sign that you most likely also have heart valve problems. It's just that's a visible sign without having to have somebody look at inside of you at the heart.
I see.
And again, it's collagen, and collagen can't be formed without sufficient silica. So at -5, spider veins and varicose veins are just symptoms of a greater problem, which is using up more silica every day than what you're getting. Huh. You have an intake of silica every day, whatever that is, and then you have what the body is using.
We're at the end of the segment here, Bert. Folks, my guest, Bert Golding Jr., on the phone with me on Gesundheit with Jacobus. Hopefully you will stay all the way till 11 o'clock, because this is very, very interesting how a deficiency in silica can actually affect different parts of the body. So the ones he just addressed was level 1 is skin, hair, and nails. Level 2, collagen layer. Number 3, bones and teeth. Number 4, joints and connective tissue. Number 5, veins and spider veins and varicose veins. And 80% success rate by starting to use silica in water and even topical use. So we'll discuss that more when we come back. Please stay tuned, because we will be right back.
Don't hesitate to call the program. We're ready when you are.